Up in the air. When I get back to the airport to fly back to the U.S., my plane home has already taken off without me. The change in my flight times was buried and unread in an email from the airline, so I'm left grounded and have to purchase another ticket home. The airline assigns the blame on me, and I'm not getting any sympathy. I get online, book another flight to get home, sit around the Cuenca airport for half a day before boarding my new flight, left to try and get a refund through their customer service department. In the sky, miles are chewed up quickly. This new plane flies at 35,000 feet and over 600 miles per hour, standard for commercial flights, but nothing near the speed of a fighter jet. It's dolled up on the inside like a modest economy car, and is full of passengers who will make connections to reach multiple destinations. Above the clouds, life is peaceful. The clouds have multiple designs and swirls, loop-de-loops and pilings on. Occasionally there are glimpses of terra firma, often vast reaches of brown or green, broken by freeways, lakes, rivers, or mountain ranges. When my third plane of this return trip reaches Albuquerque, home shakes my hand and asks, "What took you so long to get back?" My ultimate satisfaction will be not using Travelocity or American Airlines on future trips. I'm not going to blame myself for my screw-up. Finding everyone else accountable and responsible for making your life perfect is the new American way.